Hello and welcome to the Inner Take podcast. My name is Ramon Gardella and I'm your host. The Inner Take is a podcast for musicians, a space to talk about what happens inside us when we make music, the thoughts and feelings that shape how we play. I will share my experience as a musician, what I've learned along the way, and I will talk to other musicians about their journey. This podcast is not about technique, it's about what happens inside us when we make music. So, if you are a musician, stay right there. Welcome to the Inner Take. Let's begin. Hello, everybody. Hello, dear friends. Hello, community. Thanks for being there, listening to the Inner Take podcast in another Sunday session. I read a few days ago, somebody posted Sunday routine and shared the podcast. So thank you very much for all the support and for being there and for listening and for getting in contact with me. Your feedback is very welcome and I'm really, really happy of the things that are happening and the things we are building together and this space to talk about these things. Well, today's episode is very important in this podcast. It's very important for me and I think it's very important for all of you there because I'm going to talk to you about guilt, about feeling guilty. And this is one of the most present emotions in musicians and also in artists, and I would say in people, in adults, guilt. And let me start being really clear. There is not a single day as a musician where I don't feel guilt at some point. It's tremendous, but it's the truth. I'm thinking about it right now. While I write this and talk to you, and there is one sentence that I tell myself every time, and this is, I should be, and usually it is practicing. So I should be practicing. This is a very common sentence that just appears. I should be practicing. And I'm sure this happens to all of us, right? So guilt works with that voice in our head, the one we are trying to identify. And it says, I should be, because if not, so basically, if I don't do this thing, then something will happen. It's like this guilt formula that we say to ourselves. And like I told you before, this voice is in our head. It just throws these ideas at us and we don't question it and we believe it. So we think, if I don't practice, I won't achieve anything. If I take a day off tomorrow, I will play badly in class. If I travel, if I take vacations and I don't practice, I will lose my level. And many more examples that you for sure have. Like, you can think how you talk to yourself, saying to you, if I don't do this, it will be bad. If I don't do this, so it's always this guilt. And let me point you out the first thing. Do you hear how catastrophic this voice is? Do you notice that this voice doesn't consider who you are, how you play, your level, your life, your surrounding? No. It applies the same rule to everyone. So if you don't do this, then this happens. And this is very catastrophic. It's like, if you don't do this, bad things will happen to you. And of course, all of this comes with a very strong common factor, and this is suffering and feeling really bad the whole time, even if you're practicing, because you're practicing and you said, but I really need to practice more, or yesterday I didn't practice 3 hours or 4 hours, I don't know, and so now it's not going to be successful, and there is no way out. This is like you talk to yourself the same things the whole time. You are canceling your progress. You cannot progress with this mindset. And let me tell you how far guilt can go. I will tell you a personal experience. This happened to me during my second year at Astor Piazzolla Conservatory in Buenos Aires. Well, I was starting my bachelor. I grew up in a small city called Chivilcoy in the province of Buenos Aires. And when I started studying percussion, I moved to Buenos Aires, so the big city where all the universities and the conservatory was. At that time, I was extremely motivated. I loved my classes, my teachers. I was practicing every day, many hours a day. I was really into it. And since I didn't have to work much, I had a lot of free time. So my life was basically classes and practice, thanks to my parents who support my studies at that time. I used to spend almost the whole day at the conservatory practicing. And on weekends, it was closed. I practiced at home. I built kind of a home studio where I had a xylophone and snare drum, so I practiced at home. Now, looking back, I really see that I needed more balance in my life because it was just practicing. Some friends who had also moved to the big city, they invited me to go out, but I rarely went. And why? Because the next day I had to practice. I had to wake up early. I had to make my routine. I had to play. And I lived like this for about a year and a half, like really focus on the thing, really focus on playing, and spend always an amount of hours doing this. And I don't recall analyzing how the practice was. It was like I have to play 6 hours, really, 6 hours a day. And of course, this brought me very, very good results. I won auditions. I could start postgraduate studies in Germany. So of course, practicing and spending time, you cannot avoid this work to make a career and to improve in music. But when this hyper demand appears, there is also a high risk. And this is what happened during holidays in 2018. So 1 year and a half after I started my studies, I went back to Chivilcoy, this small city where my parents still live, to visit my family. And the plan, this was winter holiday, so 2 weeks. And the plan was to stay 1 week and then go back to Buenos Aires to continue practicing, although the conservatory was closed for the 2 weeks. So come back and study at home. And all of my friends were also there enjoying the break, the friends that were also studying in the big city. So the week came to an end and they asked me, why are you going back after 1 week? You have 2 weeks and you're on vacation. And I said, yeah, but I have to practice. And you know this situation, right? You know this, you always said, yeah, but I have to practice. And they insisted. They said, no, stay. You know, we were all together after a long time. And I really wanted to stay because we were having a very good time with all my friends. And of course, I stayed. I said, okay, I'm going to stay. And I had such a huge guilt. I was like, I'm making this decision, but this is not right. And I started fighting to myself. There was a part of me saying, you are taking a bad decision. This is not what you have to do. You have to go back. And the other, the reality, was enjoying a lot, was having fun. But of course, the guilt was so powerful and I had no tools to fight back, to try to feel good. And the other part said, okay, this 1 more week with my friends, this is healthy. This is a healthy thing to do. I need the vacations. And if I go back, the conservatory is closed, so I can practice at home. But as the day passed and the moment to go back got closer, the guilt grew more and more. And especially at night, I felt very uncomfortable. I couldn't sleep. And I told myself, okay, just a few more days, then I go back. So, you know, hold on. I'm going to go back. It's not so bad. But nothing that I talked to myself was working, nothing. And finally, I returned to Buenos Aires. This was a Sunday night and I arrived at my apartment and I was living with my sister. And then the guilt really hit me very, very hard because I arrived and I saw my study materials, my score, my sticks, my practice pad, my snare drum, my xylophone. And I suddenly thought about all the time I had lost. I just lost 2 weeks. And when I got in contact with my material, with the things that I did every day, practicing and going to the conservatory, then I realized all the things I lost. Well, I didn't realize anything. My head and this guilt who was building up and burning inside told me, you see, you lost 2 weeks. You could have practiced 2 weeks and instead you lost it. You could have achieved so many things. Why didn't you come back earlier? Why did you stay another week? You are so stupid. This was my head. And please listen, hear the violence, listen the catastrophic tone I had with myself. And of course, I couldn't fight back, as I said, and I couldn't say, yeah, but I rested, I saw my friends, I have a good time, and now I have energy to keep going. That thought came many, many years later when I understood that resting is part of the work. Resting is part of you being productive. So you have to take it seriously and you have to rest. At that night, the guilt became so intense that I had a panic attack. I had a fucking panic attack. I couldn't breathe. I was feeling the ceiling was falling on me. I was sweating and I exploded. And I felt so bad. I don't recall feeling so bad like in my body, in my life. So this was extreme for me. And this was the guilt who exploded inside me. This journey started 1 week ago, telling me, don't stay, you don't have to stay, you're wasting your time. And it increased so much that when I arrived in Buenos Aires and I saw my things, I saw the things I lost. Well, my head thought I lost it. This provoked a panic attack. The next day I was feeling crap. I was not okay at all. I didn't know what to do. I was scared of everything. I couldn't continue. I was crying. I said, okay, now I have to play. But I took my sticks and it was impossible to play. It was impossible to make something. And this is what happened when you have this kind of attack. I had to went back to my parents' house. I had to make a break at my studies and I started therapy. My teachers were very supportive, and since I was ahead in my studies, because I practiced so much that I was practicing things that came 1 year later in my program. So I could still finish the year, so I didn't lose anything at the conservatory or the signatures I was doing. Everything was fine and I closed it. And as I said, everybody support me a lot, also my parents, which of course I'm very thankful about it. Now I can say that panic attack was one of the worst experiences of my life. And I know this is very common among musicians and artists. Now I think we called it burnout. At that time it was panic attack. I don't know what is the proper name, but it's one of those things. And this is, people, what impacts me the most now is what guilt can do. So guilt is such a bad emotion, it's such a powerful at the same time, that could increase in you in a way that you feel like really, really bad. It's very destructive. And when guilt takes over, it feels like there is nothing else you can do. Only guilt exists. And after telling you this, which is very important for me also to open myself and talk to you so you know exactly the experience I lived, so you can connect also with your experience. This connects me with something we talked about before. One of the biggest problems for musicians is not knowing who we are and why we do what we do. So who we are as a musician and what is a musician? So we usually go directly to goals that we don't really understand, but we believe they are correct. In my case and many others, the goal is simple. Play as much as possible, practice as much as possible. And as I said, of course, this brought me many opportunities and satisfaction. And I can play the way I play because I spend so much time doing this. As I said, you cannot avoid the work. But doing this and seeking goals that you're not sure they are yours, it involves a lot of suffering. So the most important question, why do musicians feel guilt? So first we are people, then we are artists, and then we are musicians. We choose sound to express something inside us. The problem starts when a musician believes or is taught that only the musician self matters and forgets about the person. And this is usually something we are taught. Your musician self, so the part of you that is a musician, not person, not artist, is your true self. You must give all your time and energy to it. And if you don't, you should feel guilty. So the musician feels more and more guilt when they are not giving everything to music. And to reduce that guilt, they try to be musicians all the time with maximum effort. And I resume to you, this is being your musician self is you practice the whole day. You practice as much as possible. Nothing matters. You have to spend hours and hours and hours practicing your instrument. Don't question yourself, why are you doing this? And if this is the only way you have to practice to be a musician. And here is the problem. We musicians, we don't really know what being a musician means. And the people teaching them, teaching us, often they don't know either. So what do, the musicians? They do what they believe brings them closer to being a musician. And if for them or for our teachers, being a musician is your musician self, we just take our instrument and we practice as much as possible. Why? For what purpose? For whom? And there are no answer to this because we don't know what is to be a musician exactly. So we are doing something without knowing if it is right. The teachers don't fully know either, and talking about this is almost a taboo, as we said. And it's incredible that so many musicians live like this. But also many musicians are suffering and we don't see it. And we have places to play our instruments, spend so many hours doing this, but there are no places to talk about how we feel. If this kind of goal is not what we want to do, or we are suffering doing this. Now, I know that when you are studying and taking weekly lessons, preparing auditions, concerts, you feel very dependent on your teachers. And maybe they guide you to practice many hours, take many lessons, and always look for progress. That's okay. That's really okay. You are trusting your teacher. You're building an important relationship. That's very good. It's very good that you find this place and consider yourself very lucky if you find or found a person who wants to be your teacher, who wants to teach you experiences and to spend many hours practicing your instrument. You can't avoid this path. If you want to live in music, you can't avoid the work. Having said that, remember please, your musician self is being developed there. So especially in the technical aspect, the way your teacher tells you and the way you play many hours your instruments, you improve your musicality through technique. And now a small piece of advice for me, your person self and your artist self, remember you're a person, you're an artist, must be developed somewhere else. So if you let these two things outside the equation, then it's not going to be enough. So you need to find another spaces where you can talk, where you can reflect, when you can share what you feel. This is my advice today. And this is, of course, why I'm doing this. And I created mental notes and I created this podcast to have a space to talk about all these things. And because I tell you, we all feel the same. We are all musicians in the same equation of crazy about how many hours and how good we play, but with a lack of spaces to talk about how we feel. And this will not affect your work with your teacher. This is going to be parallel. This is something for you. This is something for your music. You're not playing for your teacher. You're not always play for your teacher. So, and to close this episode, I have some ideas that you can work with. I would like to help you now to build a system that could maybe reduce the guilt. I don't know, maybe, we can try. So the first one is to add a new phrase, is to add a new sentence to your life. We said that we already have the phrase, I have to, so I have to practice, I have to spend some time playing or 3 hours. So now please add, I already practiced, I already did my work. So it's not always I have to, but also, okay, wait, I already did it. I did my work. And I would suggest you to organize your practice like a rehearsal. And do you know why do orchestras work well and ensembles work well? Because they know when they start and they know when they finish. If they don't respect this, there is a big problem. So the start point and the ending point is very, very important. So set a time limit. Practice what you need, but define a clear time. Include also breaks. This helps you avoid a constant thought, I should be practicing. For example, from 1 to 5 I practice, at 5 I finish, at 1 past 5 the sentence is, today I already practiced. And tomorrow I have another session. This helps your mind understand and also to recognize that you did your work, you did the things you had to do. When you do something else, say, I already practiced, now I will do something for myself. Because it's not healthy to take care only of your musician self. To be a healthy musician, you also need to take care of your person. So, set a timetable for your practice and tell yourself, I did it. I already did it. Tomorrow is another day. Today I did it. This will help you a lot. The second one, my second advice for today is separate reality from your thoughts and do this also after every practice or work session. Ask yourself, how was the session? Did I show up and do my work? The answer is yes or no. If you say yes, even with all the things you need to improve, that's fine. You write them down and work on the next time. Because this is reality. And we're always focused on the things our this voice, our head, say to us. That we forget reality. We are practicing hours. And then when you finish, you said, okay, what did I do? What did I practice? How was this passage? How was this? You have no idea. Because you are thinking about your head and the voice saying, you are not enough. Or you need to be 3-4 hours more. So it's always, as I said, you cannot improve if you have this voice in your head. Everything else in your mind is not reality. Reality is this. Did you do your work? Yeah. What do you have to practice tomorrow? This, and this. This is reality. And when your head says, yeah, I did well, but I should have practiced more, you say, no, I already practiced. When your head said, it's not good enough, you said, no, I am improving. When your head said, I'm terrible, you said back, no, maybe I would try new practice methods. When your head said, what will my teacher think? You said, no, my teacher is here to help me, is there to help me. Because all these thoughts, all this, it's like a waterfall of thoughts, they create guilt. They don't help us improve. And please don't blame yourself for having these thoughts. I have them too. They are really normal. But you notice them and you write them down and remind yourself, this has nothing to do with my music or what I just did. And I promise you, if you do this consistently, every day after every work session, you will see progress. I promise. And you will have the chance to fight back to guilt. And guilt is not going to go away. Guilt is part of being adults, but you can create a system to fight back, to have thoughts that look at the thoughts that guilt sends you every second, and you have the chance to say, stop, reality is something else. I am living something else, and I am not living in my head with all this guilt. If something in this episode resonated with you, I invite you to take a look at Mental Notes. The link is in the description. There you'll find texts, videos, and short resources that can help you explore these ideas further, and most importantly, space to talk about them. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me. See you next time. Take care of yourself. Bye.